Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion.
Or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything.
Get the right home policy at the right price
with the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hubhopper Originals.
Hello and welcome to How's It Josh Season 2, your unbounded dose of Josh in association with Panout Media. Today we have got Salman on stilettos, aka Upasana Kochar Khosla. So hi Upasana.
Hello, hi everyone. I'm so glad to be on the show.
Yeah, we are equally happy to have you on the show. So Upasana, let me tell you, it's going to be a fun time. It's going to be a fun banter talking about various things. And I'm all set and looking forward to be into this fun conversation.
Awesome. So am I. Let's start.
Let's start. Yeah. So Upasana, looking at the things around and the way these all things which are functioning after a setback of COVID-19, like people are all set and determined to soar high. Like, you know, do you sort of feel the pressure to perform well in life? Do you sort of feel the pressure to earn more money, to be more happy, to be in that perfect shape? Like, come what may, like, you know, but do you sort of feel that pressure to keep up with that legacy?
Of course, I feel, you know, COVID-19 actually is unprecedented. It's something that none of us could have ever thought about. You know, it's almost like coming out of a movie. You know, you can't go out of your house. You can't do anything. Suddenly, businesses have fallen. You know, you go to a mall and you see half the shops shut. There is a lot of pressure on everyone, on every possible thing. You know, to be honest, when I wake up in the morning, every morning I have those palpitations just worrying about, I hope everyone's okay, you know.
Right.
So I think there's pressure on multiple levels. It's business pressure, it's financial pressure, it's pressure on health, and it's just mental pressure. Yeah, it's exhausting always. So of course I do feel the pressure, but you know, the way I would see it is, this is an obstacle, but every obstacle has an opportunity hidden within it.
Very
you true. Know, so I feel it's a matter of perspective. You just break the shell of that obstacle and you will find something blooming inside. So, I mean, for all of us, you know, when it started, when this entire pandemic started, it was torturous. You know, I remember I would just be, you know, I would just be having panic attacks and I would be bothering my husband like crazy. Like, ye kya ho gaya? You know, I didn't expect this to happen. What is happening? When will this end? And stuff like that. But now I've just realized that, you know, you have to deal with it. True. There's lots of pressure and everybody is facing it. You have to deal with it. There's certain things you live with and from that you learn a lot.
Right.
So there's something that's really been my anchor point during this journey, which has been Nichiren Buddhism, you know. It's a philosophy that's actually coming from the Lotus Sutra, which says that, you know, the lotus flower is a beautiful flower which actually blooms in mud.
True.
So, you know, if you put that lotus flower in an Aquafina or a Bisleri, it will not bloom. So, you know, this is our time. This is our muddy water. And this is the time we need to, you know, take all our nutrition, all our nourishment from that muddy water. So that's, you know, that changed my perspective on the situation. I realized that, you know, I am very fortunate that I still have hope in my life. And I need to use this hope to fan hope for others. So I think that's what the lockdown really taught me. That's what the pressures really taught me, that, you know, it's okay, but use this to bloom. This is your time to bloom. You know, if you really think about it, did you ever get so much time with your family at home? No, you didn't.
Never.
Did you get so much time to introspect with yourself and really sit with yourself, make friends with yourself because you can't meet friends outside? No.
Very
so it true. Has a lot of good things, right?
Yeah. And especially the way you sort of put it across, like, you know, it's a lotus flower and you have to sort of absorb the nutrition. You know, like every setback is sort of meant to come back. So use it in a positive way to sort of come back with a lot of nutrition and with a lot of be regenerated and sort of give your best once you are blooming.
Bilkul, because, you know, I feel that this time is something we don't want it to repeat. We don't want this time to come back. Yeah. But at the same time, if this time doesn't come back, all these learnings will not come back. So all this time that you're spending with yourself, you know, initially we were really, I'm a very social being. So I love meeting people and that stimulates me. But true. I wasn't able to meet people. In fact, you know, I was not even able to meet my my sister, my brother, my family. So I was feeling really, you know, what the hell has happened? And I was feeling, ye kya ho gaya? You know, what's happened to my life?
Yeah.
But the point is, at that time, you realize that, you know, ultimately, you're born with yourself and you're going to die with yourself. Right. So, this is the time to make friendship with yourself, yeah?
So, like, now everything is sorted, sort of?
I mean, of course, not for nobody it's sorted, but we're all works in progress. We're all moving towards...
Like, we're sort of trying to settle up in this new normal.
Definitely.
Right. Now, with all this intelligent talk, let us move to somewhere which is a bit hypothetical and bitter. Like, you know, it's a very mysterious question, I would say, the next one.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited. True.
I am very excited. Your giggle is sending shivers down me. I don't know what you're going to ask.
Yeah. So, the next question is that you find a book and you start reading it. Okay, and then you discover that book is about your life. Okay, it's entirely your life. Yeah. And you get to the point that you are at now, at this moment. And do you turn the pages knowing that you will not be able to change the events to come? So even if you read the book, you're very sure that you can't change what's going to happen. So would you read the book or would you be like, you know, I'll just shut the book. I don't want to read the next page. I don't want to read the next day. What is your thought to it?
Okay, so this is a confusing question, actually. I mean, I'd never thought of life like that. But I honestly feel that I'm someone who likes to live life spontaneously. So as soon as I flip those pages, I will know what's happening, right? Hmm. And I don't want to know what's happening. I just want to live life the way life comes to me. I don't want to get it. So, you know, it's a very active versus a passive kind of a thought.
Right.
I don't want to actively chase ke mere future mein kya likha hai. Hmm. But jab future aayega, to dekh liya jayega. You know, we okay, have
but
that
but still
much
you have an opportunity have to sort of go and see ki what will happen at least for the next 1 month or 2 months.
Yeah, that I'm very keen on knowing. So in this short-sightedness of it, yes, I want to know ki sab log theek rahenge and you know life theek ho jayegi and I'll be able to go out. That's important.
Right, like vaccine kab milegi?
Yes. Those are questions I want to know in your book. But I hope it has chapters on this.
True, very true. And Upasana, talking about this whole lockdown scenario and staying in the house, people have started noticing the small little things. And for some reason, the entire Bollywood and entire entertainment industry was in the kitchen. I don't know, they were baking, they were making small little things, but everybody has touched and been to the stuff. Or at least by now they know how to switch on a stuff and sort of heat the pan. So tell me, have you discovered about yourself in this lockdown? Like, has any of them made
while
it
I'm
more
not
easier?
In Bollywood, but, so, while I'm not in Bollywood, but the impact has been pretty similar on me as well. So, the thing is that, you know, like, I am a super, super, super foodie. And my husband is a carnivore. He's a crazy carnivore. So, we both just want to go out. And before the lockdown, we were just going out every possible day, trying out new things, and you know, plus I also have a crazy sweet tooth, and I really need, you know, desserts and mithais and those kind of things.
Right.
So when the lockdown happened, because we were so paranoid about ghar mein kya raha hai, kya ja raha hai, and all that, we did not allow any ordering service, you know, any delivery service. Plus, we were also not going out that often at all. In fact, you know, we were just locked at home. We were not going out. So I think that was the time that really made me feel, an empowered kind of a feeling, self-sufficient thing, Atmanirbhar.
Yeah.
So I got into that little kitchen Atmanirbhar zone and I started making everything that I like. So from banoffee pies to chum chums, everybody started calling me like a hardcore halwai. You have really done everything that you possibly could.
Yeah, like churros. We can't forget the churros.
I know. So it's just been crazy. And in fact, of course, the bad things did happen because, you know, you want to indulge and you want to have all the chocolates and the caramels of the world. But then I did try some good things also, to my credit. So I did do a lot of things with nutritional yeast. Then I did a lot of cheese varieties, a lot of seed milks and nut butters. So I think I did good things also. So,
wonderful.
Yeah.
So this comes, we have covered the kitchen section. Now moving towards the life as a Upasana, have you sort of discovered anything more about you? Like, I'm very sure like all these ages, you must have known ki I can do this, I'm good at this, I'm bad at this. But is there something more that you realized about yourself? Oh, this is also a new perspective with which I can sort of look at the things. So is there something that you discovered in that way?
So I think the lockdown really, so, you know, the thing is that I was super paranoid and, you know, I was very, very scared. You know, sometimes what happens is you're not scared for yourself, you're scared for your family.
True.
So that was the case with me that, you know, I was very scared ki koi bahar na chala jaye, kisi ko kuch ho na jaye and all that. But, you know, unfortunately for us, my side of the family, like my husband, his parents, everybody contracted COVID. So, you know, when it came to the house, it was devastating. And, you know, that was the time that I realized that, yaar, matlab, kitna bhi prevention kiya, kitna bhi mehnat kiya, you ultimately in that boat. So, you know, when it happens, you just find that innate strength. You know, it's almost you realize that you're a dormant volcano, to be, you know, in short. You have it in you. You have it in you. But when the problem strikes, you know, I could never think the way I dealt with the situation. I didn't know I have strength to do that. Because, you know, when the problem is in front of you, you will find, you know, some kind of thing to battle it off. So I think that is something that I learned about myself, that yes, I am very strong internally. I might seem very sensitive and, you know, very like a normal kind of a person, but I feel I am strong. I have become strong during the lockdown.
Yeah, like if you can battle this lockdown, definitely you can battle the more difficulties and difficult situations in life.
Bilkul. And you know, in fact, I think this is going to be a story that we are going to tell our future generations.
Yeah.
You know, of course, while we were not going out and, you know, having battles and, you know, wars, but this was more like a battleground. It was something that every day you're trying to save your family, you're trying to save yourself. I mean, what more than that? The threat of life every day.
True. Very true.
So and that's something that I actually learned about myself. That, yaar, jab problem aati hai na, to strength aa jaati hai. So, you know, there's no plan for that.
Right. So there is this inherited strength that we already have. And as you said, it's a dormant volcano. So when it sort of shoots, it shoots out.
Bilkul. And you know, there's one more thing that, you know, I genuinely believe in, and I feel that, you know, ultimately you are the body and your environment is the shadow. So if you bend, your environment will bend. If you stand tall, your environment will stand tall. There is that oneness, you know. So if there is something wrong happening in the environment, you need to really reflect and see that where am I going wrong? Because there is that kind of, you know, they are related, very truly they are related. So during this lockdown, you know, a lot of people, I've heard lots of people, lots of couples, lots of friends having bitter arguments, having conflicts and everything. But, you know, and that's true because, you know, when you're locked in with people, you're just seeing the same faces every day in and out. You do get irritated with people, you know, there are issues, you just tend to feel very frustrated and stuff like that. So this is also one thing that I really learned that, you know, 90% is your reaction and 10% is the situation.
Very good.
When the lockdown started, I was very irritated. You know, koi baat hoti thi, main irritate ho jati thi, ladne lagti thi. But then I realized that, you know, everything is in my control. You know, I cannot blame the lockdown. I cannot blame this person. I can just work on myself. Because technically, you know, it's a matter of perspective. Lockdown hai. Agar aap isse samjho ki aapko jail mein dal diya hai, aap ek victim ban jaoge and you will feel very sad about yourself. You know, self-pity is a very comfortable zone, but doesn't help you grow. But if you just feel that, you know, this is my time to bloom, main andar baitha hua, let's create value. Toh value create hogi.
Right, right. I mean, so I completely resonate with you. And to that extent, like, you know, that everything feels so relatable because even I have been through the same thing. And when you were telling me more about that kitchen wala story, ki you are a big foodie, you like that sweet tooth, I found absolutely, you know, a replica of me because I'm a big foodie.
Wow.
I love
it. Then you have to come over and try all these delicacies that I've tried in the lockdown.
Definitely. I was about to come to that point that definitely we should meet up and sort of like, you know, I'll prepare my things, I'll bake and come, you sort of prepare and we can have a
that'll be
actually fun. And it's so relatable, Upasana, the way you sort of put the things down onto a platter and the way you're dissecting it. Like, we all have that internal strength, but that sort of pops out, that sort of stands strong only when the problem sort of comes over. So we have the strength. The only thing is that, we know, just be that calm and poised person and don't let that negativity sort of ruin your day.
Of course. And, you know, right now, you know, human beings are negativity sponges, like they say. You know, when we see so much negativity around us, aap TV on kar lo, news dekhoge, when you'll now... You know, all the time, you know, even if for a person who doesn't look at the news, you are bombarded with so much information that is so upsetting, you know. In the morning, you wake up on your WhatsApp groups, you everybody's saying rest in peace to people. It's very natural for somebody to, you know, just be pulled down. So,
right. Very true. I think there needs to be that incarnation that needs to be brought in to sort of combat that.
Bilkul.
Right. Now, again, moving out to an hypothetical question once again to add a spice and that interesting aroma to the conversation. That is
amazing.
Choose between compromise and choice. I know it's very ironical, but let me know your thoughts on this. It's quite abstract, you know.
You're telling me to choose between choice and compromise. So I will definitely choose to choose. I will choose choosing. I will choose choice, of course.
All right.
Because I don't believe in compromise at all. Oh, at all.
That's interesting. So there's no compromise for Upasana. If she needs...
There is no compromise. Yeah. There's no compromise. See, the thing is, it's very simple. Mm-hmm. You have been born once.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's your life to live to the fullest.
True.
So why live a mediocre life, yeah?
Right.
Why do you want to bend when you can get the whole world? Why choose to settle for less? I mean, I'm not okay with it in any respect. I'm not okay with, you know, for example, if in your profession, if you can get something better, why choose less? Yes, you have to grow the ladder. I'm not saying you're going to jump the ladder. You have to grow the ladder. But at that point, why compromise at that point? Even if you're at a low level on the ladder, don't compromise even then, right?
Right.
So the point is, you know, there is a difference between flexibility and compromising. Compromising innately means that you are choosing to settle for less. And that I'm not okay with. I'm going to choose the best for myself, the best for my family, and we're all going to bloom. But when it comes to flexibility, I think flexibility is important and flexibility is not a compromise.
Right.
Flexibility is something that we are all social beings. We have to, you know, we have to live with people. We have to live with the society. We cannot always be in a rebellion mode because then we will be isolated and we'll be thrown on some corner of the world, right? So we have to be flexible. We have to be malleable people. So that people want to stay with us, yeah. So that element of fluidity, that element of flexibility is a must. Because that is coming from the, you know, that's coming from empathy. Agar main aapke saath rehna chahti hoon, to main samjhungi aapko. Main samjhungi ki aapki kya needs hai, meri kya needs hai, right? Agar aapko koi cheez pasand nahi aa rahi, I will try to, you know, I will try to understand your point. And I will try to see what best can I do to you, for you because I care about you, right? So that is not a compromise. That is just malleability, flexibility, right, and fluidity.
Very true.
But when someone says compromise, that, I mean, if somebody says, will you compromise in your life? No, I will not compromise at anything. You know, if it's about choosing a life partner, why should I compromise? I'm going to choose the best person who is meant for me.
Right. I think there's a clean line difference between being flexible and compromise. And many a times people sort of mistaken that, if I'm not wrong.
Definitely. And you know, it's a very, very thin line. Because see, it's actually, again, we come to the same point of perspective.
Right.
Aap usi cheez ko ek banda kahega, this is compromising. Mm-hmm. You know, if two people are living together and they're trying to be good to each other, one person will say they're compromising. The other person is saying, no, they're living the best possible life with each other. So their life has no compromise. But they are just flexible, they're empathetic beings. Ek dusre ko khush rakh rahe hain. That's a good thing. So, you know, there's a very thin line and it's a matter of how you see it. Do you put like your pink colored, rose colored glasses, or do you have some brown, dirty shade through which you're seeing it? So it's completely a perspective issue, I feel.
Perspective, yeah, really. And perspective matters in life. Right. And as you told me, like, you know, you're not ready to compromise on anything. Maybe food, maybe. I'm definitely sure that Upasana is never ever going to compromise on food because you're a big foodie.
No, yeah, never.
And as you said, that you will definitely not compromise on your life partner. So I want to know, what is the secret? What is the mantra being behind the happy and a successful marriage? Like, how do you both define sort of your roles in the marriage? And what's the thing that's working out for you, Upasana?
So, to be very honest, the journey of finding a life partner is also something that, you know, is a long one. And to arrive at the best, again, you know, with the thought that I will not compromise is very important, you know. Right. The moment one says that, you know, I will compromise here, yahi mil raha hai, yahi rakh lo, I don't believe in that. So I'll be honest, I have, you know, gone on dates, I have gone on Tinder dates to figure out who is the best for me, because I'm ultimately going to choose the best for me. You know, again, a matter of choosing. So I ultimately met the man I married. His name is Akshansh Khosla. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for me, he's more like a friend.
Right.
So I think that is the most basic for marriage, that, you know, somebody you can really, you have no whale with, somebody who's actually like your friend, mm-hmm, who understands you, whom you understand, mm-hmm, that is very important. That's really very important.
Yeah, but so, in this whole journey of finding a life partner, did you ever had Sima Taparia? Like, did you had anyone like Sima Taparia in your life? The person from Netflix Indian matchmaking, right? Did you ever had that person?
So, you know, when you're growing up and, you know, when your parents are thinking that, chalo, everybody's thinking about marriage and, you know, our friends are getting married and everything, then voluntarily family members become Sima Taparia. You know, na bolo bhi na, so there will be 100 Sima Taparias in your life who will jump into your life and try to fix you up with the kind of people they think you fit. So, yes, of course, I did have Sima Taparias. From my own side, Tinder was my Sima Taparia because I did try to find the right match for myself. So, you know, you tend to, you know, choose lots of mediums and modes to reach the right guy. And sometimes it just naturally falls in your lap. So, you know, Sima Taparias happen for everyone, I think.
And there's a constant thing, ki Upasana nu vyaha karana hai, vyaha karana hai.
Yeah, man. And, you know, luckily, my parents are very, very broad-minded, and they have been like friends for me. Like, they were never the ones to say Upasana da vyaha karana hai. They were like, Upasana, tu decide kar le jo tujhe karna hai kar. So, you know, it was very cool that way. But, you know, it's family pressures. Like, you know, when you meet relatives at a wedding, you know, they have the conversations are on you. The conversation iske kab ho rahi hai shaadi, matlab she is the target for today. So, well, luckily, you know, from my family, I never faced that. And they were like, you know, take your own decisions.
And all of a sudden, the shadis turn into, like, you know, target finding. We'll start finding the target. Oh, that is good for you. What do you think about them?
Crazy stuff. Yeah. Right. But I mean, luckily for me, it was rather seamless. And, you know, I met Akshansh and things just worked out. And we really liked each other's friends. And then we were like, chalo, is dosti ko rishtedari na banate hain. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really loving this conversation, you know, the free-flowingness it has got. Are you a Pisces by any chance?
No, I'm a Gemini.
Oh,
are you a Pisces?
Yeah, I'm a Pisces.
But still, we should meet.
yeah, definitely. And the irony over here is that, you know, I've read that, you know, Pisces and Geminis, they don't go well with each other. They always have this, what do you call, 36 with them. Whoa. Like, you know, they
just, really?
Yeah, but I don't find it.
So, you know, I'll tell you something. When I was getting married to my husband also, I won't go into the sun sign game because that puts those superstitions in your head. But yeah, of course, you know, there were certain things that, you know, we were told that, you know, this sun sign, you know, so what happens is I'm a Sadarni. So in Sadars, we guys are really chill. Hame koi farak nahi padta sun signs ka and everything. Okay. But, you know, and fortunately, even my husband's family, they did not even look at sun signs and all these kind of things. It was not important for them. So I think that is ultimately what's most important, that in a relationship, there needs to be respect. You know, The two people need to want each other. They need to respect each other for everything. I think these value systems are most key, you know, friendship, respect. These are the things which will ultimately grow your marriage, not a sun sign, you know, because a lot of times people kind of say that, you know, I've seen people say that, you know, husbands are becoming more dominating and, you know, the wife is more, passive and stuff like that. But I think it's very important for two partners to realize that the relationship is ultimately between the two of them.
Right.
And they have to decide the rules of their relationship, however they want to define it. No third party should define your rules. So, you know, in terms of fluidity, in terms of gender responsibilities, the responsibilities should be personal responsibilities, not really coming from gender stereotypes. Ye ladka hai, ye karega. Ye ladki hai, ye karega. That doesn't make sense. ये उपासना है, ये करेगी क्योंकि ये अच्छा कर सकती है. ये अक्षांश है, ये इससे better ये कर सकता है, तो ये करेगा. That's how it should really go, yeah. I mean, you both have a set of qualities.
Right.
Use them to your advantage.
Let's just not use gender as the parameter, but the qualities and the skill that the person has as a parameter.
Of course. Now you tell me a hypothetical example. If there's a man who's a chef and he is so amazing in the kitchen, should the woman still cook? Like, you know, why will she cook when he is making all the cheesecakes of the world? Why should she cook? You know,
so right.
One needs to go with the quality, the innate quality of the person, irrespective of his gender. You know, if he can do something better than you, he should do it. If she can do something better, she should do it. Both of you do your best and your life will ultimately grow and become better. That's what I feel. I mean, That's my viewpoint.
Exactly. Even I resonate with that. And the Upasana, the thing is that, you know, we have sort of spoken about the personal space. We have sort of spoken about you. How are you as a person? And definitely, I'm quite intrigued to touch base upon, like, what does your professional life looks like and how do you dwell in that? Because I think without that, it would be an incomplete interview. So I definitely want to touch base on that professional side of yours. So tell us, Upasana, what do you do for a living?
Sure. So I'll tell you, I do multiple things for a living. So multiple things mean that, you know, at a personal front, I feel that, you know, while profession is very important, it's key to your life, but you must have passions also. And you must balance them very well. Because ultimately, if you don't have a passionate life, aap profession mein jaake na sad jaoge. You know, you will not enjoy your profession also. So one needs to have a balanced life. A balance aapko kahin se bhi mil raha hai. Maybe you're passionate about family. Maybe you're passionate about an art form, whatever. So your life needs to be balanced is number one, the mantra that I believe in. Second thing is I work in an ad agency. If I'm allowed to name it, it's Wunderman Thompson, which was earlier called JWT, J. Walter Thompson. And I handle one of the leading, MNC giants of the country. And we handle communication for them. I work with the strategy team. So I am a strategy director for the company. And I work with, our work is really to strategize the thought behind the communication. So, it starts from the very basic and fundamental point. That is, what does the consumer want?
Yeah.
What is that thought that will resonate with your consumer? Usko kis cheez ki zarurat hai? And that you do by a lot of consumer testing. By understanding ki aaj ki zarurat kya hai? Is consumer ki anxieties kya hai? Iske man mein kya hai? Unearthing those kind of things.
Right,
and basis that, you craft your communication. And that's when you give a springboard to your creative, on which they further leap and they create beautiful communication. So that is something that is, something that I love doing. Of course, it's very, very challenging. We our timing, especially given the COVID scenario, our timings, we start in the morning at 9 o'clock. We end at 9 o'clock because there is no, the thing is that up to there is no Saturday, there is no Sunday. We are working all the time. It's just because you have to. I mean, that's the situation, and this is the time to really support your companies because, everybody is going through shit, and we have to really together make everything good. So that is something that I do on the professional front. And just a little about myself, my mother is an artist and my father is a businessman. So I am an actual like a DNA mix up of, a marketing mind in my head and art in my blood kind of a scene.
Yeah.
So I think this
it's an amalgamation of both.
Yes, and this profession requires exactly that. मतलब ये जिनके जो दो ये इन चीजों का mix होते हैं ना वो यहाँ बिल्कुल fit कर सकते हैं. So I think that's why I really love my job because it requires me to think a lot, write a lot, and express my creative side, which is something that I really like doing. In addition to that, I also express this excess creative side on my microblog, which is Salman on Stilettos.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also a platform that I'm quite active on because, that's something that I've been working on.
It's so creative, Salman on Stilettos.
So, actually, there's a thought behind that.
Oh, I would love to know. What's that?
Salmon is actually a fish that flows against the current.
Okay, I wasn't knowing that. Oh.
So that was something that really touched me that, it's not regular. So it's a fish that flows against the current. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what life's about. Yeah. It's about nothing is going to just make you keep flowing. You have to flow against the current. You have to go against your grain in every possible thing. Yeah. Tabhi to kuch workout hoga. Agar main, for example, I don't, I feel I'm scared of doing this and I don't try it out. How will I ever get over that inhibition?
True.
So that's really the thought behind it.
It sort of lies into that process of trying and experimenting. And that's where we sort of reach the final conclusion.
Of course. Right. So I think it's that complete journey.
Yeah, it's a complete journey. Like, I really feel that, the circle is completed. The way we started and the way we sort of hovered around all the topics and then sort of coming down to
love your book questions. Yeah, your book questions are super cool. Where you want to see your life, but you don't want to see your life.
True. And once again, Upasana, thank you so much for being on the show because definitely you have added a lot of value, of insightful memories and thoughts to this entire conversation. So can't thank you enough. Definitely, I think the way of reciprocating the thanks would be I'll bake something for you and I'll get it. And then again, we'll shoot.
Amazing. Then I'm waiting for your reciprocation ASAP. I really want to try your quarantine specials.
Yeah, so that will be my CTA.
Awesome. Works. I think it really works. Let's do this more often then.
Let's do it more often. All right.
Perfect.
So all the beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I would also like to thank you so much for this opportunity. And, it's just been brilliant talking to you. And I love your questions. They were so smooth yet so profound. Thank you so much
for the compliment. It really made my day. Thank you awesome. So much. Yeah. And all the beautiful audience out there, today we were in conversation with Upasana Kochar Khosla. And definitely, I'll tell you, she is salmon on stilettos. So go and check out this episode. It's a wonderful thought-provoking and an intelligent conversation that we had with Upasana. Definitely, there's a lot of fun banter into this. There's intelligence, there's fun, there's masti, mazak, everything that people are looking out for.
And masala too.
Yeah, and masala too, definitely. And cinematic view as well. So definitely, you should check this out and do subscribe to House of Joe Season 2. Do like, share it in your community and do let me know how did you find this. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @omkar@beyond. Till then, keep listening to House of Joe Season 2, your unwanted dose of Josh in association with Panout Media. Thank you.
इस हब हॉपर ओरिजिनल को सुनने के लिए आपका शुक्रिया। अगर आप भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करना चाहते हैं, तो हब हॉपर स्टूडियो वेबसाइट पे रजिस्टर करें और एक मिनट के अंदर अंदर अपना खुद का पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करें। यही नहीं, स्टूडियो देता है आपको पूरी आजादी कहीं भी कभी भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करने की सिर्फ 3 आसान स्टेप्स में। तो साथ में अपना पॉडकास्ट शुरू करने के लिए तैयार, जस्ट हॉप ऑन हब हॉपर, सिंपली कॉन्टेंट।